Okay. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the very professional, always just top-notch production and super focused. Got a game plan, simpatico, the two of us, and our non-existent producer, always working so well together.
Always.
You know what that means. It's Matt and Dwight Just Might. Welcome to Matt and Dwight Just Might, a podcast about two Midwest-based comedians that are trying to figure it out as they make their way through life and comedy and everything in between. With me is the very handsome Dwight. Dwight, I can't help but notice, like, you got a little shine on those teeth, my brother.
I do. Shout out
to want to talk about this, but I'm going to make you talk about it.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're recording late, as you guys know. This will come out on Saturday. Bonus Saturday episode.
Is it a bonus if we didn't get the regular one out this week? That is some spin there. That is some PR political spin.
It's true if you say it with confidence. I've learned that over the last 4 years. So, yeah, I went to the dentist for the first time in a very long time, and that, you know, yeah, got a lot of suggestions coming from the dental office of, you know, floss.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a big flosser, but I got shamed into, I'm flossing every day.
Are you?
The shame you feel when they're like, oh, like the dentist.
You go to those Catholic dentists.
Yeah, no shit. You open your mouth, the dentist isn't supposed to be like, damn. Or like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be the worst mouth that they saw that day. You don't want to be on the bottom of the list, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to be like, the dentist is like, oh, shit. You got
one it's of like, these. I'm going to have to get my heavy tools for this. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Well, they had to do like the x-rays, and then they did the scraping, and then they did a deep clean, not just deep the clean. Yeah, okay. Deep clean. And
all right, so they got in there.
Jaw was a little sore.
Yeah, and so this was one of the reasons we didn't record on time, is because you were dealing with all that. And then I thought, when you just texted me that you just got back from the dentist and your mouth was sore and you didn't want to do the podcast, I thought that you had some teeth yanked or something. I thought you had some but that's how deep the cleaning was. It's like,
yeah, they got in there. Also. They got in there.
Okay.
Did you ever see the movie The Dentist?
The Dentist.
It's like a thriller horror movie.
Okay. No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Where the dentist is he loves teeth so much that if you don't take care of them, he fucks you up real bad.
Oh, okay.
Like
that's who you're seeing?
No, was my fear. That was my fear. I was like, I hope I don't get the dentist.
No, I mean, I'm older, and so, and this was even an older film when I was growing up, but I did wind up seeing it. What is it called? The Running Man or The Runner or something, like The Marathon Man, with Dustin Hoffman, where basically he gets tortured by this Nazi who's in hiding in America, who uses dental tools, basically uses a dentist setup to torture him. And it was like such an extreme thing at the time. And the way it's shot is really like, you feel it. You feel his excruciating pain. But yeah, it's one of those things that's up there in like cinema as being like one of the most uncomfortable scenes ever put down, because then your ass has to go to like a couple months later, like you get that appointment reminder. You're like, oh shit,
damn it, I'm next. But it was needed, and I'm glad it went. Luckily, no teeth had to come out.
That's good. Yeah, then you're doing fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
if they're not rotting out your mouth, you're fine. You know,
like regular brushing and not flossing has got me this far. So now I just got to step it up.
Yeah. Now, did he have any comments on whether or not starring in iced tea commercials and happened to chug? I don't know how much iced tea you had to drink for that iced tea commercial that you were in, but is that bad for your teeth? I know tea stains the teeth. They say that iced tea, that certain kinds of teas actually stain the teeth worse than coffee. So,
oh, for real?
Yeah. So you had an excuse right there. You're probably like, I'm sorry, I'm an actor, and this is just.
Also, my dentist is a she, misogynist. Okay. Yeah, all just right. Assume that.
I did. Because I'm just framing it through my dentist. Well, here's the thing, is like, my dentist is a man, but the one who does all the work on me is actually a woman. It's a dental hygienist who does 98% of the work, and then the dentist comes in and checks her work. That's misogynistic. That's also, I know I called your dentist's a Catholic, but I swear to God, every single dentist I've ever had in my entire life has big Mormon energy. They just have,
Really?
there's something Mormon about a dentist. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't, it's just something about their demeanor is very
That's
like,
outrageous.
yeah, I don't know. Like, am I just painting too broad of a brush? I don't know.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I got a real chatterbox on,
Oh, okay.
yeah, she was just every detail. Well, I'm back in the chair.
Well, see,
Like, I found out about her husband. I found out about.
that's why I go to a male dentist. No, I'm
We can just sit here in
just
silence.
kidding, everybody. Just kidding. Yeah, like just an IC.
Yeah.
So I like there's two questions. Did you see the game?
Yeah, did you see the game?
And then have you not listened to a single thing I told you since last time that you were here? Why you?
Yep,
All right. So that was your dental adventure.
Yeah, sorry for being late, everyone. I'm trying to take
Yeah.
care of my chompers. That's comedy related.
I thought it was just because you were trying to buy some more time on the booking challenge because you hadn't had any luck with the booking challenge, and so
I
you were.
am always trying to buy more time. This is day 10.
Day
This
10,
is
this is
day
the end of
10.
the booking challenge. I was just on a podcast with Jackie Cation on her podcast yesterday. We taped it, be out in a couple of weeks. But
That
after
Dork
the
Forest?
record, the Dork Forest, yep.
Yes.
And but after the recording of the podcast, we were just hanging out on Zoom, chatting, catching up because it'd been a minute. And she was talking about how her calendar is kind of open. I was like, you know what, you need to do? You need to do like this booking challenge, and it'll make you like really shake the bushes and really
Yeah.
kind of like, oh, who have I not emailed in a while? And so she loved it. She loved that idea. She jotted it down. So
Oh, awesome.
yeah, it's paying it forward. And hopefully everybody out there who's a comedian that's been listening to the podcast, you've also been doing the booking challenge as well. We would love to hear how your booking challenge is going. You can drop us an email at mattanddwight@gmail.com. Now this is the second time we did it, and a big thing that we learned last time is sometimes you don't get the 10 in the 10 days. But in the weeks following, you do see payoff. You do see reciprocating. Sometimes it takes bookers a while to get back to you. It's like a wave. It goes out, and you sometimes it takes a little bit longer for it to come back into you.
Yeah.
But with that being said, how many shows have you booked in the booking challenge? How many did you get done?
Well, I'll build
Drama?
some drama here.
Okay,
So
good. I love that. Okay.
my strategy was to connect one-nighters to weekends that I had in the
Okay.
fall, in the summer and the fall. So that's where I started. So because to me that's like the hardest work. Like that's
Yeah.
like finding out who books these one-nighters. Is it worth it? What's
Yeah.
the pay? Does it routing wise? Like so I started with the hardest part first and then just hope that things fell in place and then started sending out a bunch of emails. So that's how I did. So for the 10-day tally so far, I have booked 4 one-nighters and 2 weekends. So not quite,
Dude, but I think it's great.
not quite 10, but like I'm very happy. I don't think if we didn't do this, I don't think I would have had that push to find those one-nighters like that.
Yeah.
But
Now, how many
yeah.
messages do you think that you sent out to get that,
Ooh.
to get those six bookings?
So, I don't know, probably 35,
Okay.
just because like email lists
Right.
and also hitting like it's a message to get a contact. So that
Right, right,
counts.
right.
I got to
Yes, yeah.
message the local that I know in that town and be like, hey, this specific date. And they're like,
Is there
hey,
a show that is there
right.
something that night or yeah.
So that counts. I got lucky on a couple of them where there's just I hadn't been in a while, just hadn't followed up. Like
Yeah.
the doing the plus in Eau Claire. I haven't done
Oh
it
yeah.
in like since 2019 or
Oh, yeah.
2018. So
Yeah.
and I'm going to Minneapolis. So that was like a easy hit up. But
Right.
what was funny is like I got a lot of messages back for like the exact same date. Like, oh, but we got this date, but I already had it booked. So I was striving to get this 10 and it didn't quite work, but I feel a lot better than I did
Yeah, the
before we
same thing.
started this.
I also did not hit 10, and I mean I probably could have if like when you were getting those messages back, oh, we have this date and you've already got it booked, that you could have been like, my boy Matt is also looking to book some shows. I mean, you could
Yeah,
have done
not in the
that. But
competition.
no, not
No. Maybe next week I'll feel nice.
Well, that's great. And that is hard, but getting those one-nighters, because it's a lot of detective work, and tracking down who the booker is, and then is it even worth it? But it makes all the difference, man. If you can hit a Thursday night on the way to a Friday, Saturday, like that Thursday night now, in most cases, that's going to cover your travel expenses.
Yeah,
And so now that
100%.
Friday, Saturday is all profit, and it just makes it so much better. I went with a different strategy. I tried to get in with places that I had not done before. Was sort of a main. Well, I kind of just. I mean, I was emailed everybody. I sent out about. I was trying to count really quick, but I think I sent out about 25 messages. I wound up with 2 3 weekends, and a one-nighter.
Jeez.
Now I will be the first to admit. One of those weekends is fully cheating. It's at the Comedy Attic, and so it's
Counts.
featured.
It counts. It
I
counts.
almost thought, I was like, this is not okay to just like,
It
it's
counts.
a feature weekend. But as I also said to Jared, I was like, I kind of need money right now too. Like,
Yeah.
we're still kind of helping my brother with his finances, and so every weekend I'm not having shows, and we're getting ready to Denise and I are getting ready to take this big expensive trip. So I was just kind of like,
Yeah.
yo, in April, can I come to?
Yeah, I
Can
also I texted Avery and was like, "Hey, you need a host or a feature for any of
Yeah.
these weeks? You got cheap, got cheap
Yeah, man.
counts."
Man, maybe I need to start texting Avery because he's not been answering my emails for a while now.
He told me when I was there last, stop sending him avails because he doesn't know anything until like the last minute. It's just how
Okay.
Helium does things.
Yeah.
But I've just had luck being like, "Hey, what about this specific date?" And
Right, yeah.
just stay on top of my, because it's like sending him avails. I think sending any Helium Club avails is a waste of time. They just don't
Yeah.
book that way.
Yeah, they yeah, and Avery's the only one I message, because after the debacle with my special and then the minor but still not great release of my album on their label,
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not. Like they're not they're like it's like I would take the work. If St. Louis Helium wanted me to come feature, I would go,
Yeah.
but it's
Yeah.
like I'm just not like it just felt like I became a persona non grata because my special didn't blow up. Like I was one of the ones that didn't take off. And so then they were like, well, we're not gonna give him not even gonna give not only are we not gonna move him up to headlining the small rooms, we're no longer gonna give him the feature work that he used to do for us. So yeah, maybe I will just text Avery and let him know that like yeah, my April's pretty open, so if you have any last minute stuff, I'd be down to do it.
Yeah,
Maybe I'll do
100%.
that. No, I so yeah, so I did cheat and I did the Comedy Attic for one of them, but I'm doing House of Comedy in Detroit
Nice.
for the first time featuring there, which I'm excited about. That's not for a while. That's way, way late in the calendar year. And then I'm going to be doing Columbus Don't Tell for the first time that
Oh,
full week.
nice.
Full Thursday through Saturday run of shows that they do there, which is cool. So those are two that I had not done before that I've gotten into. So I felt pretty good about that. And I also had some good conversations back and forth with two other clubs. We just couldn't lock down a date
Yeah.
that I suspect will come
Eventually.
eventually within the next couple of weeks. But those are also both clubs that I've worked before too. So yeah. So we'll see. But you win. You win. You got six. I got four.
I
So
mean, I
congratulations.
think a weekend counts. It should count
Are we
double.
counting per shows? Like, if we're counting per shows, then I did hit my 10.
I mean, if we're counting per shows, then I guess, but
I'm
it's
over
like,
10,
I
actually.
guess the booking challenge is 10 bookings.
10 bookings. So you
Yeah.
won. You won this round. And so
All
congratulations.
right. We're one and
Yeah.
one. You got me
We're one
last
on
time.
one.
You
Yeah.
asked
Yeah.
me out last time.
I am excited to hear from anyone who did the booking challenge how it went for you. Even if you just picked up like one or two shows from the effort, again, it's just something that makes you really focus on it as opposed to like, oh, I really need to be doing that or panicky emailing,
Yeah. That is, I posted this on Facebook when I shared the challenge. It's the most frustrating thing. It can feel so deflating to just send out messages and get nothing back. So I think
Yeah.
when your head is just in it, you're like, all right, I'm gonna do this. It doesn't sting as much than like sending one a day and just day after day getting nothing.
Yeah, I also took some big swings as part of mine. Like, I did submit to the Tonight Show and got almost immediately, like literally within the hour, got an email back saying that they were going to pass.
Wow, that
Which,
is,
yeah.
I love that though. You've been working on you, so you've been working on having this clean TV set more for Drybar, I think, but
Yeah, so
like,
but the first 6 minutes of it does work as a self-contained, like it has a closer, that thing that in it that works as a closer and everything. And so yeah, and I got nothing but love for Michael Cox. Like, as a lot of people have said, I jokingly texted some people. I was like, is this progress that I'm getting the rejection emails faster than I used to? And somebody reminded me, they're like, yo, he doesn't have to email you back. Most of the, and it's true, most of those people at that level do not even reply. And so the fact that he takes the time to, I'm assuming, watch the clip. I don't know if he did or not, but I'm assuming he did. He's a nice guy. But to send back and be like, yeah, we're not going to be able to, it's very nice, but yeah. And then I also did submit to Drybar, even though I never got like the full 25 minute perfect tape of it. I was just like,
Yeah,
I'm
man.
gonna be if I'm gonna be chasing this the rest of this year, I'll be going insane. And so I just sent like the t 10 minutes, like the first 10 minutes essentially. I was like, here's my comedic sensibilities, here's my vibe, see if you like it. I dropped a couple of names of friends who have done dry bars before that have said I could, use them as referrals, and we'll see. I've not heard back from them yet. So I also did not hear from I wouldn't, I submitted to them like in 2018 or something like that too. Not nearly as strong a clip. I look back now at what I sent and I was like, oh, this is technically clean, but it's not nearly as clean as what they want. And so this new stuff is very silly, goofy, it's dry bar stiff. And so we'll see. We'll see if I hear anything back. But I was thinking, like, if I get the Tonight Show, I was like, I win the booking challenge. I don't have to
You
do
do
another
win the
nine
booking
bookings.
challenge. You win the booking challenge in, for a long time
Yeah, but
because,
I didn't. That didn't happen though. So it's all right. You still won. I'm just saying, I was taking some big swings. I could have sent out like another 15 more booking emails, but I was,
No. He was warming up with two bats. He's swinging for the fences, and I love that.
Yep, this is
I
what I
love that.
did. Yep.
I gotta get a new tape. Speaking of tapes, I need a, because that was one of my goals. I wanted to submit to late night, and I've just like my festival tape, I can't submit to late night. But I do think I have like the bones, the skeleton of a 7 minute set. That's of like my new stuff that works. So I just gotta get that. I gotta get that taped. I've gotta get it honed in and taped. But I'm like, I think it's great that you got a immediate no, because then you're not just waiting.
Well, that's true. I will say, and again, it's props to, Michael. And, I've been able to submit to him now for like, 6 years, 7 years, something like that. Ever since I met him at Laughing Skull, the festival. So probably closer to 8 years now. He's always been very open. And I haven't bugged him. I haven't been firing, like maybe once every other year, I feel like, all right, this is a good 5 to 7 clean, and I'll send it to him. And he occasionally would send back notes. But I don't think really, like, I've learned from his notes too, as I've gone on, because it's also the thing, as a younger comic, I was still thinking like, oh, I could probably get away with saying this on the Tonight Show. No, you couldn't. Like, just context, content wise. And so I was just like, okay, I'm just going for much more like what they already were looking for, I think, is why I probably didn't get any notes or as many notes back in the last couple of submission rounds. But yeah, man, I think this would be a great goal for you for next month, for April, if you just kind of try to hone in and like get a Tonight Show set. And it could even just be the first 7 minutes of your shows, as a way to do it.
I
So
think
you can
that's
just
a
kind of do that. Yeah.
The way to force yourself to do it is to
Do it and
like
run
put
it
it up
and tape
top.
it. Yeah, put it up top and run it, and that way you're also getting a bunch of runs at it. And so yeah, I think that would be a great goal. And I, speaking of submission tapes, like the 7 minutes that I have that I sent to him, that's what I've been sending to festivals. It's one of the ones where I had to kind of try, and I had to have my buddy who owns a recording studio sort of fix the audio. And the audio's fine. It's not great, but it's fine. And I did send it to a couple of people, like, do you think the audio is too bad on this? Do you think this set is okay? And they all came back to me like, this is fine. This is perfect. You can hear every joke. It's perfectly fine. So I have been submitting to a bunch of festivals this year. You did a bunch of festivals last year, and I had serious FOMO, you know. And I did a couple. I did Alaska, and I did like Treefort and a couple of things here and there. But I've really been making it a priority. So we'll see. We'll see if this 7 minutes of clean, goofy old man humor gets me into any cool
That's the
hip
title.
festivals.
That's the title on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
7 minutes of old
This
goofy old man.
old goofy ass.
You roast yourself in the title of the video.
Yeah, it was like, I'm surprised the dentures didn't fall out.
Look at this goofy ass old. That would
Look at
get
this
so many.
old man.
That would get so many views.
And well, I was just texting with somebody today about how they were. I was asking about a festival that they had done. I was like, "Is this worth doing?" And they were like, "Give it a very glowing review." They're like, "It's not like an industry festival. There's not really any industry there." And I'm like, "Well, I've pretty much given up on industry being interested in me at least
Sure.
for like another 10 years, and then it'll be a like novel. It'll be novelty that this old man is still telling jokes, you know, because there's always that comic every season of America's Got Talent. America's
There
Got
is.
Talent always has the old person who does comedy and isn't that adorable." And that's my future. That's my last chance.
They let him walk out on a. He's got his walker.
Yep.
He's got his little. And he tells the dirtiest street joke. And
Yes,
everyone's like,
exactly.
that is. That has to go
Oh
to next round.
yeah. I think it was Andy Huggins this last time, which is crazy because he was one of Bill Hicks's peers. He came up
Oh
with Bill
man,
Hicks
wow.
and Sam Kinison and those guys, and now he's an old ass man. And like doing that old ass man shit, but you know,
Man.
still doing it, so that's cool. So we do have a couple of questions of the week. Do we want to dive into these, or let's talk about what we got coming up? Let's get the plugs in before we get
Yeah.
to the
I'll
questions. What do
plug
you
and
got?
I also want to I had a couple shows this week that I want to shout
Oh,
out.
okay. All right, yeah, okay. Let's recap. I'm sorry, I forgot we skipped right over the recap. Cool.
No, it's cool.
So
We got into the business of the booking challenge. We waited until day 10. So we've been chomping at the bit. No, I did the Kurt Vonnegut fundraiser that we talked about. I think John Hancock sent in a question about why, like, when do you do a fundraiser or a show like that? And my answer was when you believe in the fucking thing. So this was a fundraiser to Vonnegut has an initiative against, it's called Banned Book Week, where they highlight books and they really give a voice to all these legislators that are trying to successfully in a lot of states ban LGBTQ people of color, any
Wait,
book.
they're not trying to give a voice to them, though, right? The opposite. Are you trying to highlight that they're doing this shit?
No, I'm saying the legislators are in like Florida and
Right. I know
Georgia.
what they're,
Yeah,
I know what they're doing, but you're
right.
saying this Vonnegut initiative isn't to give them more reach and more voice, is it?
No, it's
Like
to
the
combat
opposite,
that.
right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You
Yeah,
said to give
combat
them a
that.
voice. I was like, wait, this is
Well,
like, all
yeah.
right. Yeah.
No, yeah. Give voice to these authors.
Opponents.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, fight the powers
At
that
the
be.
power,
But
yes, as the
I
Isley
did a
brothers once said.
at the Isley brothers.
They did, and that's the sample. That's the fucking sample the Public Enemy uses is the Isley brothers fight the power.
I like that when I said that, you were like, he's definitely talking about the Isley brothers and not anyway.
Not Public Enemy.
But it was my first fundraiser as a board member of the KVML, and I had Emily Davis and Connor Delahanty. We went to a person's mansion in Carmel, set up in their living room. And when I say mansion, I mean like a circle driveway.
Okay.
So you
Yeah.
walk in, it's got like the heavy ass doors that you have to enter through. You don't walk, you enter through them. Like embroidered napkins in the bathroom with the initials. We got chandeliers all over the place. So it was a suggested donation of $500 to attend this event,
Okay.
which
How many people were there?
about 45.
Okay. Yeah.
So
Not bad.
not bad. And we fit in their living room. That's how,
45 people would fit in their living room. Okay, good. Yeah.
comfortable. Comfortably. Like I set up the speaker and the stage, and it was like it was comfortable. It was comfortable. They catered, they had like appetizers and free drinks and all that good shit. But yeah, man, we did this. It felt like a don't tell show. You know what I mean? Like it had that sort of feel. Probably when I talk about don't tell, I'm like, all right, this is low pressure because no one knows. But this was different in the sense that there's a $500 donation.
And also you're on the board, so there's
Yeah.
got to be extra pressure there too.
There is, but you know, they've seen me perform before, so they know what they're
Right,
getting.
right,
And
right.
this, they like that sort of comedy, which is why I asked Emily and Connor because you know, they're smart and they can read a room and adjust and they're professionals. So, and that's exactly what they did. The host, he donated his name and a lot of money to the IU Law School. They named it after him, Mickey Maurer. And Connor graduated from IU Law. And I didn't tell him whose house it was until he got there. And to see his jaw, it's like, this is Mickey's house? And the Mickey sat right up front. And Connor was like, I owe you a lot of money, man. A lot of money. I owe you so much money that I decided to do this instead of my law degree. But the best fucking crowd, man. They were great. It was one of those crowds where I was like, why can't this be every crowd that just attentive? They get it. They're smart.
Now, would you say that this is because people that can afford a $500 ticket have less worries and are it's easier for them to laugh?
Maybe.
They're not carrying the stress of working a double into the comedy show with them.
I love a industry crowd. That's my people. I would much rather that than this because you're like, oh, are they gonna laugh at the being poor jokes? They did. They found it humorous. But
Is a slightly different kind of laugh, but you know.
it's a little bit different. But they're also like smart enough to know their own status and good people, so poking fun of them is on the table as well. It's not like I've done like you go to out west, you go to like Oklahoma and these fucking rich ass cowboys with their arms crossed, they got like a $250 cowboy hat and their boots are more expensive than anything that I own, and those people are fucking awful. Those are
I agree.
terrible rich people. So I don't know, but it was nice to raise money for a good cause. I'm glad I had those homies with me. We had a good time, and yeah, man. And then the exact opposite. On Sunday, I did the Sunday show.
It's a bunch of broke ass motherfuckers at the Sunday show. Just
Yep, for Cam O'Connor's birthday. It was a different type of fundraiser. But that was also fun. That was really fun. I actually got to work on some new stuff. This we're doing. It was like a glorified open mic where everybody did like 5 to 6 minutes, had like 13 comics on. So got to work on some new stuff. So a productive weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, man, it was good. It was fun. I'm glad that I did not have to drive to either of those shows, both in town. But yeah, a good weekend all around.
Right on, man. The only thing that I had, because again, this was the feature weekend that got canceled on me, and so I had the final High Proof Laughs show at Cardinal Spirits, and it was just a hosting gig, but it was good. Like they were pretty good. It's such a weird thing. Like the one before this one, we had like a very young kind of hip crowd come out. Actually, the two before, but this one was like primarily an older crowd.
Yeah.
And so it took a little bit of work to kind of get them on board with laughing or whatever. But it was, again, successful hosting gig. I got them there,
Yeah.
before it was over. But Brent Terhune headlined Crush. Aaron Dupke did great. Had a newer comic here, pretty brand new comic, Nida Syed, put her up there first time doing 10 minutes. And it's like, we try to like encourage
Yes.
the youngins, the new ones, and so it was good. It was a good show, and Cardinal, of course, is our amazing host, so it was pretty fun and fantastic, but not nearly as eventful as your weekend for sure. All right, let's get to this question. Oh, no, sorry. Let's get to the plugs. Let's do plugs, and then we'll get to the question. You got what do you got coming up this next week? You got anything?
All right. On Friday, March 29th, I will be in Avon, Indiana at the Cigar Box, cigar show called Smokers and Jokers. Looking forward to that one. I also want to plug some Michigan shows I got coming up first week of April. April 4th, I'll be in Birch Run, Michigan. Don't ask me where. Just it's a small town, so follow the caravan of cars. It'll be like 12 people. And then the next day I'll be in Tawas Bay, Michigan at a resort. So doing Michigan shows that start off April. So DwightSimmons.com.
There you go. I don't have anything. Next week is when I go to London. I may or may not do spots while I'm there. It's
don't do it.
Up in the air. It's very questionable.
Don't do it, Matt. Enjoy your vacation. Don't do it.
But if I can do a paid spot, then I can write off my vacation, which would make me enjoy it much more. So we'll see.
Our poor wives.
Yeah. But the next thing that that I have on the books is April 12th and 13th. I will be featuring at the Comedy Attic for Robbie Hoffman. I'm excited about that. Robbie comes from the Chris Gethard show. That was their first big start. And I'm a big Gethhead and fans of or fans and friends with Chris. So that would be nice to kind of work with one of his people. And then I'm headlining the Comedy Catch on April 19th and 20th. Ticket links for both of those are up at my website, which you can find at MadelonaMartinComedy.com. Each one of those has a hyphen in between it besides comedy and com. But that's it. I only got those four shows in April. So if anybody's listening who books something, I would love to do your show in April, particularly if it's somewhat close by. That would be cool. All right. Now I've been chomping at the bit to get to these questions.
It's a lot of biting. It's a lot of mouth talk on this.
A lot of mouth talk on this episode.
This too episode much.
Is all about them teeth. What them teeth do.
Them choppers.
Here's why I wanted to get to this question is because you actually touched on this so perfectly in a way, or like kind of glanced up against it with your booking challenge, because your booking challenge was all about finding one-nighters to do on your way to pre-booked gigs, right? And that plays perfectly into our question this week from Alex Schubert, longtime listener and frequent questioner. And Alex, we love it. Thank you for sending in the questions whenever you think of them. Appreciate it very much. His question is as such: good morning, fellas. Love the podcast as always. I recently got a booking where I was going to do a show as I was going to be passing through a city. Almost immediately after I booked the show, I found out that my plans changed, so I wouldn't be driving through anymore. My question is, what is the best way to approach a show booker about having to cancel a show without burning a potential bridge? Thank you both, Alex. So this happens. And I actually, the reason I kind of laughed is like the almost immediately after he booked the show, the other parts of his plans changed. That shit has happened to me so much.
Yep.
It's almost like, I don't know
if forward.
You believe in a universe of cause and effect.
Yeah,
the butterfly wings of you booking that show on the way to the other place is what caused those other shows to get canceled. This show sucks, and I think the best thing is like you just got to be honest and you got to let them know. Again, if this happens almost immediately, I would maybe wait a day or two.
Yes,
and then hit them back and hey, I'm sorry, I actually my other shows fell through, so I'm not going to be coming through Bloomington or Indy or whatever the fucking city is or whatever. Thanks so much for the show. You know, you thank them, of course, for the show that they got you and stuff. I'd love to do it next time when I am coming through. I think that's all you can really do. Or, you know, if it's a good enough show, if you want to just start over and rebuild around it. Now, he just said his plans changed, so we don't know if maybe something non-comedy came up that he can't, you know, he doesn't have the flexibility to try then build a new weekend around this.
Right.
One-nighter that he booked. But if you have the ability to try to book around the one-nighter and it's solid enough, you know, like I would go for that. But again, it really depends on what exactly the plans are. What advice do you have for Alex?
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I mean, it's, you definitely, you want to wait like a day or two. Don't wait super long, but like just, honesty. And also to piggyback off of like trying to connect around the one-nighter has to be worth it, but also don't wait so long don't like go out of the way to like send out all these messages just to book around that one-nighter. If you can, email them and tell them, hey, this is what happened, this is the situation. If they're cool, if you don't want to burn that bridge, then they should understand. Like if it's someone who gets it, they'll understand. I also like to fire off future avails to give me more time to build around that one-nighter versus, you know, it give me a little bit more headway. Hey, I can't do it this time, but I'd love to come back in October.
Yeah, can we reschedule? Can we reschedule is a lot better than I have to cancel, for sure. You know, it's a more positive thing. And I agree. Like there are, you know, I used to pride myself on never canceling on anything, and then I just got a little bit more reasonable about it because I did a couple of things then that I just lost money on, you know, and I just like this was a terrible idea to just stick it out just to do it. But when something has come up and I've had to cancel, there have been like I'll give a shout out. You know, I had to cancel on Wayne Mamet very last minute because of a family medical stuff, which is a more extreme case. But Wayne gets it. He was super cool about it. He rebooked me. He's not like holding against me. There is another booker that was using me that books a series of like sort of like one-nighters around, and seemed to like me and was using me. And I had to cancel on them. And I canceled on them with like, I don't know, like 3 weeks notice, 3 or 4 weeks notice. Again, this is just for like a random little one-nighter that they have an entire, you know, list of comics that they send their avails to. And that person has never given me a show since. Now, not to say that they won't ever, they do still send me, I'm still on their list. I still get them, they like, I need comics for these dates, you know, who's available. And I've sent back, but I was consistently getting stuff from them. And then I have
Now it's
not since
nothing.
that one time that I canceled, which to me, 3 weeks notice is, that's
It's
completely
plenty.
reasonable. I did not fuck you over.
It's plenty.
Like,
You've also I've been on the receiving end of this where you've been sick and you like comics will suggest another comic to take their place if it's last minute. It's like, hey, I can send you a list of names. But yeah, man, that both things have happened to me where they're totally cool with it and then it's fine and they're cool. And then the other you're like, you give them notice, hey, I can reschedule, and then it's just radio silence. So the all you can control is, you know, make sure it financially makes sense and then just be honest, man. Like don't do the thing that Matt mentioned where it's like I gotta have a pristine record so people like me. It's just like you will lose because it happens both ways. I've gotten bumped off shows by bookers. I can't be like, well, fuck that booker. I can say it in here. I can say it in my chest and my heart, but I don't go on social media, which I've seen people do that as well. Do you have a fear? I know we do this booking challenge. I have this fear all the time. That's never been a problem where I send out a bunch of club emails with the same avails and I'm like, oh, what if two of them email me back at the same time? Wouldn't that's never happened.
Well, it happened with your one-nighter thing, though. I
It
mean, you
did.
just,
I know, but like
No,
clubs,
it's every once in a while there's been a thing like, you know, Bill, who books The Grove, he replied to some avails that I had sent him like 6 weeks earlier. And it's like, hey, how about this weekend? I'm like, it's filled now, dude. Like,
What do you
I have been consistently working on filling this. I wasn't holding it for you, which he got it. And then he just gave me a different one, you know. But that's like a specific case of it, like him replying to something. I mean, it was at least 6 weeks. It might have even been more like 2 months, you
Damn.
know, because he's not somebody I send avails to all the time. I'll drop him avails and like if it works, cool. If not, because, you know, it's a bit of a drive and, you know, and so,
You gotta
yeah, it
hang
was
out
one
with
of those.
Bill.
You got to get your ass whipped in ping pong, you know. It's just you
Several
got to get
times.
humiliated by Bill on the ping pong table, you know. You can only do that so many times. You got to sleep in a weird cabin in the woods, you know.
Where you hear weird noises all night and you think it's your roommate, but
Exactly. Just
it's really just
the
the
ghosts. It's
radiator.
just the ghosts. So anyway, but yeah, like I've never had that problem where two like A rooms both wanted me the exact same weekend, you know.
Man, no.
Hopefully one day that'll happen. But
I
yeah.
know, I'm always like, oh,
Oh
I've been doing
no.
this so long, and I still have that fear of like, oh, better not send this till tomorrow.
I will say that I do this sometimes. Like if it's like beginning of the year and I'm just like looking at my entire year kind of thing, and certain clubs like to book out super far and everything like that. I will do the thing where I send like this round of booking avails I send out. I don't show that I'm available every single weekend of the month because it looks desperate. I will just like, I'll pick a couple of weekends each month and like, those are the weekends that I'm available as far as these people know. And then hopefully you get those booked. Or if they write back, oh, what about this weekend? You'd be like, oh, you can play dumb. Like, well, let me see. I got something, but I can move it around.
It's a one-nighter at home.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah. Yeah.
a date
Yeah.
night. But
Yeah.
I could see if she's cool with it.
Yeah, it's just my anniversary, but it's fine, you know.
No,
No.
that's an old Roy Wood Jr. trick when he's talking about. I love how forthcoming is about how he used to have to go around to get booked and very innovative. But he's like, if you have every weekend open, it looks like you're not working.
Right,
So
exactly.
it's the
Yeah.
same methodology of why people post their dates on Instagram or Facebook. It's like, all right,
Which, yeah.
if they see I'm working, then maybe
I
in
have
your dumb
not been
brain.
doing that for a while. I need to start doing it. Like, I would post it as an Instagram story, like this week I'm in this room or whatever. But I realize I need to be making, because I kind of hate them. Like, the here's where I am this month. Here's my face. Here's a bunch of words next to my face. You know, if I have enough words next to my face, then my self-esteem will be good. You know, for this month, this is my self-esteem list. I kind of hate that shit, but I need to start doing it again because it is one of those things where it feels like, you know, it's like if people are checking my page, it looks like I haven't done any shows since February because that's when I last time I posted anything, like as a permanent post, you know, not counting the stories which disappear. But yeah.
Do you as a
Yes.
booker, do you use that ever?
No.
You
No, who
don't
gives a
go
fuck?
check? Like,
No, I don't give a shit about that. No. When I'm booking like Cardinal or Don't Tells, no.
well,
Because
it's
I have very
like I
different
don't want to, like, if
strategies
I
for
don't
those.
know
Yeah.
somebody
I
and I
mean,
just want to
if I
see.
don't, yeah, first of all, I don't book anybody I don't know. No, that's not true.
Do not send Matt your clips, everybody.
Don't, yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, because we don't even do a month, that we don't even do Don't Tells monthly, right? And the Cardinal shows don't pay very much. Like, they pay you in great food and drink and everything. And then basically, everybody gets spot pay. There's a little bit of money for the headliner. But so I kind of just use local slash regional people who I already know because, like, what the situation is. The thing with the Don't Tells is, it's really like we don't even do them monthly in Bloomington. We do them probably almost every other month. And it's almost always the way that those come together is someone that I do know, like Jeff Tate or Brandi Posey or somebody, is coming through on tour and is looking for a show on the way to Cincinnati or on the way to somewhere. And I can hook them up, right? If I was running it, you know, like Columbus, where they're running them every single weekend, the Don't Tells every single weekend, they're running it like a club, then yes, I would be more open to just looking at people's clips and taking open submissions. But because it's such a small amount of spots, that's not to say I
Well,
wouldn't
when I
ever
book,
book somebody I didn't know, but it's just such a limited thing. And I know so many goddamn people. Like Limestone is how I get to know people,
Oh,
right?
for sure.
That's where we bring in people that we've never met before because the review panel scores them high enough and they get into the festival. And then, you know, that's my way of learning. Or, you know, if I'm on the road and I get paired up with somebody that I really like,
Yeah, we've
you
been doing
know.
it. We know a lot of people.
Yeah,
I was just saying,
exactly.
like,
So,
when I book the Chicago showcase that I do like 3 or 4 times a year, I am looking for new people. So sometimes I
yeah.
will go check and say, like, are you doing the Laugh Factory at the Lincoln Lodge?
Gotcha. You
Are
see,
you
you're seeing
doing
how
the?
active they are. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important because like some cities are like, oh, you got to check this person out, and they might just like them because they're odd or they're weird,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't. I need to see if they're actually getting booked
Working.
regularly.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever done, you know, I definitely booked, you know, like, you know, I booked, no, I think because I'd already seen them, you know, like I think I've always seen, at least seen somebody been in the room with them, but I don't check to see how, but I think I just also have a general sense since I'm working more, because you're also booking a show in Chicago, which is a scene you don't live in. I think if you lived in that scene, you wouldn't even have to
Yeah,
check
I wouldn't have to
people's
do
Instagrams
that.
because you would just know, you know. So yeah, so I think that's definitely maybe I should start doing it, but I mean,
Well,
I
my
don't
thing
know.
was like, If I'm doing this for a show, if I'm reaching out to someone, maybe they're also doing this because I don't live in that. That's my entire reason for bringing that up. It's like I've booked shows that, I don't know people. And like if I'm trying to get booked in Nebraska, which I am, then I want them to like, because you brought this up last episode where you're like, a lot of people are booking through Instagram. So if they just go and check, if I send off a Instagram message and they go and check my Instagram, I want them to see that, hey, I'm not lying in what I said in my
As far
message
as you
or
can tell
whatever.
from this graphic that I put up, it shows
Yes.
that I have been
This
headlining
is
Madison Square Garden. Basically, the nights that Billy Joel's not there, I'm there. I'm the off nights. Yeah, that's
I'm trying to connect my dates to the sphere and it'd really help if I could do your one-nighter.
Yes, he's like, yes, can I do your $50 one nighter on my way to playing the Sphere? Oh man, I don't think we have time to get to the next question. We did have two questions coming in, but we it's kind of a it's a very good, very businessy comedy business question, and I think we want to actually dedicate enough time to it. Dwight, are you gonna have time to record one more before I leave? Can we do one on Tuesday?
On the second?
No, next Tuesday
Oh,
this
next
week, like in a
Tuesday.
couple of days.
Oh,
Like,
yeah. Yep.
we won't have any show. Well, I mean, we won't have shows
Yes.
to recap unless you're doing a show tonight. But
Nope.
we can
We'll
get into
do.
this question, which is pretty thorny. It's basically about taxes and the way that you do taxes as an independent comedian. And I think that there's a lot of meat there on the bone that we can get into.
That would be great because I have a appointment with my tax professional on that day.
Okay,
So
perfect.
we'll record and then you're gone that following week,
I
that
leave
week.
the yeah I leave that week. I leave on Wednesday,
And then I'm
and then
gone the next week. We're going to Mexico City. So we'll
oh
have a
nice
2 week
yeah break
hiatus.
yeah so
Yep.
yeah I'm gone until I don't get back until the 6th or 7th basically is when I get
Okay.
back, just in time for the total solar eclipse. So so we'll do this comedy taxes question that came in from Trent Babb next episode. I was gonna say next week, but it'll be next episode. So it'll be a bonus episode that comes out on our
There it
regular
is.
day.
Every episode from now on is a bonus episode.
Oh man. All right. So I'm trying to think if there's any comedy goss, any comedy drama that's been percolating that we need to.
Have been offline
Oh,
because
okay.
I've been in pain, not feeling well, but feeling better today. So I don't know. I don't
Okay.
know.
I've not
That's
heard
probably why
anything,
I'm
not
such a
seen
good
anything.
mood.
Okay, fair enough. Let's see. Oh yeah, there was like something really small, but it's not just, there's no way to get into it without like, yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb shit. It's the we can talk about it when we stop rolling. It's one.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right. Okay. Well,
For
thank you for
the
your
Patreon, for the
question.
Patreon, for the Patreon, everybody.
Thanks for your question, Shubes.
Yeah,
Appreciate you,
Shubes,
man.
appreciate you, man. It was, let us know how it goes. Let us know if they curse you out, if you reschedule to a different date. I think like Shubes also has that same kind of like guilt to him that he might just go do the show. He might be
Probably, yeah.
like I drove to Oklahoma to do this one-nighter.
Everyone has their
And
price.
everybody has their price, man. Sometimes you just want to go to Oklahoma. You want to see
Yeah.
it. All right. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up since we're gonna have another episode here in a couple days. We don't need to go the full time, do we? We don't need to.
Nah, we're
We're not under
good.
contract. We're
We're
good. I think
good.
it's
Let's
good.
see.
Yeah.
I
All
like that
right.
we had a all-time listener high last week, and then we just were not able
Not,
to. Yeah, just
you
let's come
know,
out late and
let's come out late and do a short one and.
we take a victory lap immediately.
Yes, exactly. Like, there's a lot of pressure. You got to get that, that's cool. Like, thank you everybody for listening. If you are a new listener, go back to listen to the old episodes. Like, I think there's a lot of good wisdom along the way from questions that have come in and things that we've experienced as we've done this now for a little bit over a year. And yeah, man.
That's
Always
good.
good to see you. Yeah. Oh, do you want to
Likewise.
tell us about the iced tea commercial that you're doing? Like,
Oh
how
yeah,
long ago did
so
that take? So it just went
yeah,
up on social media.
it did.
And yeah, and they got your patchy side too. It's a you in
I
profile
told you,
drinking, and
yeah,
they went with the
they
patchy side.
did.
It's like a gritty,
They
like
loved it.
Safdie Brothers
It's
directed.
real. It's real. Real people drink this iced tea. I'm not here to lie to the people.
Yeah,
you
like
get the patchy side. You get the bald spot. You get the patchy side. You get the pre-dental work. Like, come on. I'm giving it to them real.
How many takes did you have of drinking, just drink dipping that back and drinking tea?
I told you this is several episodes ago, but
okay.
So they had a bunch of different teas, and I was supposed to drink the iced tea and lemonade. And I was like, this is delicious. And then I looked at the sugar content, and it was like 48 grams per serving. And I'm just like chugging this thing take after take. And I had a show that night, and I felt like a firecracker. Yeah, a crazy person. Yeah. I felt insane. Yeah. So
okay. I do remember that now that you said that. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Because so you look very calm, like, and chill while you're drinking it in the commercial. You don't look like a madman. Like, I need it. I need it.
I'm shaking. That's why it's a quick cut, because I can't stop shaking. No, they gave me a spit bucket, because it was like, I finished a bottle, and then they were like, all right, now we want you from this angle. I was like, I cannot drink another bottle of this tea. I don't drink sugar like that. So
yeah,
it was insane, but it looks good. It looks good. I shared in my Instagram story, and the tea was delicious. They do have non-sugar and non-sugar drinks. Good. I don't know why I couldn't have one of those.
Unsweetened iced tea, also known as unsweetened iced tea. Yeah,
I think it's called black tea.
Black tea.
It's black iced tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they make sweetened black tea too.
Do they?
Because since I stopped drinking sodas, which has been my thing this year, I stopped drinking sodas because I don't want high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. This is like this is the limit of my how much I'm putting into trying to work out and exercise. It's like I'll stop drinking sodas. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's I've noticed, honestly, I have not dropped some weight because I'm not chugging Diet Cokes all the time.
Yeah.
But I will still drink an unsweetened iced tea as my caffeine fix to stay awake on drives or whatever. And they do, so just so you know, they do make a black tea that's unsweetened. It just doesn't need to, or sweetened. They also make a sweetened version too. So I'm saying, you know, like I said, you can have an unsweetened, all the versions of the tea.
Well,
all right?
This has been a great episode, as I get just actually
landing a coast to the end.
I get well actually on black tea.
You could
tea.
Just cut all this last 5 minutes off. I just felt so bad that we weren't going to the time. You can edit all this bullshit out at the end. It's fine.
Matt went full crowd work mode. He said, "What is?" I got 5 minutes to fill. What do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about diet tea?
He said, you know, actually, black tea does have some sugar content in it.
I didn't mean to well actually you about black tea. I'm fine.
That's okay. Man. The more you know.
All right. I'm just saying, just it's making an option to you that you can drink it. Okay. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Thanks for the shout out, though. Yeah. That was cool, man. Yeah. I've been doing these commercials, and, sometimes I'm like, you want me to shave this? And they're like, yes, definitely, 100%. Why would you not? You walk around like that on purpose? And sometimes they're like, nah, man. We got to get up close on that gritty, that patch, that spot on your right side of your cheek that won't fully commit to your face.
I do. I am going to look this, when we stop recording, I'm going to look this commercial up on YouTube to see if there's any comments about your beard.
Damn! Yeah. Look
what the fuck is happening in 28 seconds?
It's just Miss Pat all over again. All of my facial hair decisions and my all of my hair decisions are based on Miss Pat roasts.
All right, man. Well, thank you everybody for listening. And you probably didn't hear this part because we're gonna edit all this bullshit out. But
sure not gonna.
Oh
do
god
that.
Damn it! I'm sorry. I need one of those sugar teas. I'm clearly losing the thread. We will see you in a couple of days with another episode of Matt and Dwight Just Might. Send us an email if you want, mattanddwight@gmail.com, mattanddwight@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Well, I'll see you.